Masechta Zvachim, Daf Ayin Beis, five lines from the top of Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, and our Mishnah that began at the bottom of Daf Ayin Beis taught us that even though Midoraisa is a din of Bittul Barayiv, as the Pasuk states, Achi Rabim L'Hatois, however, if there are animals that are not valid as Kabanais, which get mixed together with many Kabanais that are kosher, then the din of Bittul would not apply. Our Gemara now begins and asks, V'nivatul Baruba, and since the Pasuk states, Achi Rabim L'Hatois, and therefore Midoraisa there is a din of Bittul Barayiv, so why is it that the din of bittul doesn't apply in our Mishnah? And the Gemara continues and points out, if you will say that Rabbanan stated that any time you have something which is a davar chashuv, then the din of bittul doesn't apply, just like we find b'negeya beria that the din of bittul doesn't apply since the beria is a davar chashuv, and similarly we find by a chaticha of basa that's really skabed that the din of bittul b'rayiv doesn't apply. And the Gemara feels that similarly the din of bittul wouldn't apply to a behema, since generally animals are sold based on a head count and as a specific number of animals and not based on an estimate, and therefore we consider it a davar chashuv, and the din of bittul would not apply. And as Rashi states, v'chitim chashivi hoil v'dakun limanais. And keep in mind that Lefi Meir all would agree that if there is an item that is exclusively sold based on an exact number, that the din of bittul would not apply. However, in reality, although most behemoths are sold based on an exact count, however, there are times where one may sell an entire herd and not count the exact number of animals being sold. And therefore, the Gemara will point out, and this scenario, there will actually be a machlekes between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Chanan as to what Rameh would hold. And before we continue with the Gemara, let us begin with Akdama. Now, as we will see, the Gemara will bring a Mishnah from Masechtas Arlor. We will see a machlekes between Rameh and Chachamim. And as we will see, the Chachamim hold that the only time that a bittul doesn't apply is only by six items which are extremely chashuv. And as Rashi will explain, and only in regard to those items would the bittul not apply. Therefore, certainly the Tanava Mishnah cannot be the Chachamim, and therefore the Gemara feels that our Mishnah must be going like the Shita Rameir, and Rameir would hold that since an animal is dakinly manais, therefore the din of bittul doesn't apply. However, our Gemara will bring machlekes between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Chanan as to exactly what the Shita Rameir is. As Reish Lakish explains the words Rameir, the Rameir holds that the din of bittul doesn't apply by an item that is defined as kol shidakinly manais, and as Rashi explains that lefi Reish Lakish, even where there's an item like a behemoth, some sellers would not sell it based on a piece or based on a head count, and instead they would actually sell a herd of animals and they wouldn't be makbid on an exact number. Even so, since most people do sell it based on an exact number, so therefore it's a davar chashuv and a din of bittul would not apply, and the fizah mishnah would work out perfectly according to the shita of Rameir. However, as we will see, Rabbi Yechon will explain that Rameir actually holds as shidakri limanais that the only time a din of bittul doesn't apply is only by something that is so chashuv that people will exclusively sell it based on a head count or based on an exact number. And since, as we explained, that people don't only sell a behemoth exclusively based on a head count, and sometimes they would sell it based on a herd, not based on exact number of animals, so even Rav Meir would not hold that it is a davar chashuv, and therefore the din of bittul should still apply. And if so, lefi Rav Meir, our Mishnah cannot be going lefi the Chachamim, and it can't be going like Rav Meir either. Why would our Mishnah have taught us that the din of bittul doesn't apply by a behemoth that gets mixed in with many other behemoths? Basically, this Akdama is the entire Gemara that we will have until the bottom of that Ayin Beis and Beis, and let us see the Gemara inside. The Gemara continues, certainly would make sense to state that our Mishnah is going like the Shita Rameir, according to Reish Lakish, who explains Rameir holds as long as most people actually are makbid to sell based on a number, that would be considered a davish of a minion, and therefore would be a davish chashuv, and the din of bittul would not apply. And since our Mishnah is discussing a behemoth where most people are makbid to sell based on minyan, even though certainly there are people that are not makbid on this, and as Rashi states, Moisifin Yisera or Mechon Eida Yachad, however, behemoths are still categorized as davar shav minyan, and therefore it makes sense why Mishnah taught us that the din of bittul doesn't apply. However, according to Rabbi Yechon, who taught us that the din of Rabbi Meir that the bittul doesn't apply by a davar shav minyan is only stated in regard to those items that are exclusively sold based on a number and based on a specific count, then since animals are not exclusively sold based on a number, so therefore the din of bittul should still apply by a behemoth. And if so, what is pshat in our Mishnah that taught us that if one behemoth that is asa gets mixed together with many karbanis that are kosher, that the din of bittul does not apply? And the Gemara will now continue and bring down the actual machlekes between Rameh and Chachamim that we find in the Mishnah Masechtas Arlah, and also bring down the machlekes between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yechon as to how to understand the Shita Rameir. And as our Gemara continues, the Tnan, and as we learned in the Mishnah Masechtas Arlah, if someone had a bundle of fenugreek, which is a type of a spice used to sweeten a pot of food, and as Rashi states, min tavlin v'chashuvim ma'od she'af tam ha'eid shavu l'pri, as Rashi in Mesechtas Beya states, min kitni yisasuyin l'tavlin matakas ha'kedera, and as the Rashi in Mesechtas Ola teaches us, that the only time that's considered davar chashuv is only once you have 25 stalks that are tied together in a bundle, and the Mishnah is discussing a scenario where these bundles of fenugreek were actually planted in a vineyard, and therefore became usar as they were klaya karim, and we continue on daf ayin beis and beis, and therefore yidoku, so certainly these stalks of fenugreek would have to be burnt, and as Rashi brings down that the makor that klaya karim has to be burnt is from a pasuk in Pashki Seitzei that states, sizrach kamecho klayim pentikdash hamleya zera shetizra usuas akarim, we read the pasuk as if it states pentukdash, and we read the word tukdash as a contraction of the words tukadesh, if you plant any vegetable as klaya karim, then there will be a chiyuv to burn that vegetable, and the Mishnah Masechtas Arla continues, the Saru Bachirim, and we will gurus Bachirim Bachirim, Kulin Yidoku, Divra Meir, and Rameir holds that even if this bundle of fenugreek gets mixed up with other bundles of fenugreek, and then it gets mixed up with other bundles of fenugreek, Rameir holds that since fenugreek is a Dov Shev Minyan, and therefore it's a Dov Choshev, and therefore the Din of Bittel doesn't apply, and you would have to burn all the fenugreek. However, the Mishnah continues, that the Chum holds that the Din of Bittel does apply, if only one bundle of fenugreek that was Klai Karim was mixed together with 200 other bundles of fenugreek, then the din of bittul would apply. And some explain that the word yalu is used as a lashon of bittul, as since they are bittul, so it's as if the issa was already taken out. However, Ayin Rashi Masechtas Bei on Daf Gimel Beis that he explains that the word yalu means that although there is a din of bittul, therefore all the rest of the fenugreek do not become asur. However, ultimately, since you have one bundle of fenugreek in this mixture, you have to take out one bundle of mixture, and you could eat all of the rest of the mixture. And Ayin Rashi that when the Mishnah stated Yalu be'echru masayim, so Zok Rashi Zuhi Elias Olu v'klaya kerem, that this is the shear of bittul for Orlo and klaya kerem, and Rashi explains that the reason why it's 1 in 200 is a truma ilu be'echru meya, because we know that if truma falls into chulin, then truma will be bittul in a ratio of 1 to 100. And since the issa to eat truma is only an issa achila, as the issa of Olu and klaya kerem is not only an issa achila, but it's also issa hana, so therefore Rashi explains v'kivish kafasa issa sheisur issa hana kafasa aliyah. And since in regard to Orla and Klai Karim, we doubled up on the Isser, therefore we also doubled down on the amount required in order to effectuate Bittol. Let us continue with the Mishnah Masechtas Arla, as the Mishnah continues to explain the Shita of Ramei and the Chachamim, as Ramei O'imeh, Kol Shedakli Manis Mekadesh, and some Agurus as Shedakli Manis Mekadesh, and the Din of Bittol doesn't apply to Chavili Tilson, therefore the entire mixture is Asser, and the Mishnah used the term Mekadesh as a borrowed Lashon from the Pasuk that states Pentukdash, which teaches us that all of the fenugreek would be asur, and keep in mind although the lashon of pentukdash is only fine by klayim, however the Mishnah used the lashon of mekadesh even b'degaya olah, as the only way that we know that there's a chiv to burn olah is only based on a limud from klaya karim. And the Mishnah continues v'chacham ma'imim einu mekadesh al shisha dvarim bilvad, that the din of bittul will always apply, and therefore it applies b'degaya the case of fenugreek. And if one bundle of fenugreek that is klaya karim falls into 200 bundles of fenugreek that are kosher, then certainly the din of bittul would apply, and the only time that bittul doesn't apply is only by something that's extremely chashuv, and only by 6 things that the Mishnah will describe in a moment. And Rabbi Kiva ima shiva, and Rabbi Kiva says that there are actually 7 things, and Rabbi Kiva adds one item to the Rabbanon's list. And the Mishnah Masechtas Arla continues and actually brings down the list of the Rabbanon and Rabbi Kiva's extra item as ve'iluhain, as these are the 6 items that will feed Rabbanon the din of bittul will not apply to. Goyze perech, which are nuts that come from a place called perech, or as Taisa states that they're broken nuts. Number 2, Badon and pomegranates from a place called Badon, and these nuts and pomegranates from these specific places were very choshev and very expensive. And number 3, v'chavi estumais, and sealed barrels of wine, which is opposed to open barrels of wine. This wine is very strong and therefore very valuable. And number 4, v'chupe tardin, and beet stalks. And number 5, v'kilche kruv, and cabbage stalks. And as Rashi Masechtas Beyond Daf Gimel Beis explains, that the cabbage in Eretz Yisrael grew as large as trees, therefore they were very choshev. Finally, number 6, the Delasia Bunnies and Greek gourds, which are also the most choshev of the gourds, and Rabbi Kiva Moisef, Af Kikre Shel Baal Bayis, and Rabbi Kiva added on to the list homemade bread, which was made very large and therefore was very choshev, as opposed to bakery bread, which is not as choshev and therefore would be batal. And the Mishnah continues, Haroy La Orla Orla, Haroy La Klayakarim Klayakarim, and this list are certain items that are relevant to Orla and certain items which would be relevant to Klayakarim. And as we know, that Orla applies to trees, and therefore therefore, the first three items of the Rabbanon's list would apply to Olah, and that includes a Geizer Perich, Rimei Baden, and Chavis Dumais. However, since Olah doesn't apply to grains or to vegetables, therefore, the last four items of the Mishnah does not apply to Olah. Since Klai Karim applies to grains and to vegetables, therefore, the last four items of the Mishnah of Chilpei Tardin, Kilche Kuv, Dlas Yavonis, and Kikre Shel Balabayis refer to things that are also based on Klai Karim, not based on Olah. And Ayin Rashi, Dibu Masla, Al Shishit Varim Bulbad, Hein Shem Mekachin, Es Kol Misarim Baden, Rabbanon hold in regard to these six items that the Din of Bittul would not apply. Therefore, anything that gets mixed up together with the Davar Asa would be Asa. And the reason why Bittul would not apply to these six items is Meteich Shehen Gedolim V'Demeim Yekarim V'Chashuv V'Minon. Before we continue, let us point out that we already mentioned Taisis Dibu Masla, Gezei Perech, and Taisis states that it's not called Perech based on Smachim, but instead Al Shem Shin Afrachin, and Ayin Rav Mishnayis that states, V'Ani Shemati A Gezei Perech, Gezei Nshekli Pasen Rachov in Afrachin, and the Rav continues, Kol Se Kruv, Kal Che Kruv Shabaret Yisrael, Shehem Gedolim V'Toivim, V'Negea Kikari Shel Baal Abayis, he states, Shehem Gedolim Av Shel Nachtam Ketanim Hein, as we explained, and now that Al Gemara finished quoting the Mishnayis in Masechtas Olah, so the Gemara now continues to explain the Shita Rameya, as Vitma Allah, and we learned regarding the Shita Rameya, that the only time Rameya said that Bittul would not apply is only by those items that are so choshev that they are exclusively sold based on an account and are never sold as a group, and that would include fenugreek, as Rameya just taught us. However, Rav Shimon ben Lakishai met Kol Shadakali Manishininu, that the proper reading in Rameya is Kol Shadakali Manais, and the Din of Bittul doesn't apply even for those items that are sometimes not sold based on a specific number and based on a specific count, but since in most cases they're sold based on a number, so the Din of Bittul would still not apply, and the Gemara therefore continues, Hanich L'Reish Lakish, that our Mishnah would make sense according to Rameya, according to explanation of Reish Lakish, of Kol Shadakali Manais, and since the behemoth is generally sold based on a number, so even though at times it's sold based on a herd, however, L'maisa, the Din of Bittul would not apply. That's why Mishnah taught us that Din of Bittul doesn't apply to behemoths. However, the Gemara now finalizes this question, El Rabbi Yechon Mayik L'Memba, but according to Rabbi Yechon, that states that the Din of Rameya was only stated for those items that are Shadakali Manais, and the only time that Bittul doesn't apply are only those items that are so choshev that are always and exclusively sold based on a number and based on an exact count. Since behemoths are sometimes sold by the herd and not exclusively sold by the number or by a head count, the Din of Bittul should still apply, and if so, who is the Tan of our Mishnah? The Gemara will now continue and bring two explanations for our Mishnah, and the first explanation is Amar Rav Papa, that Rav Papa states, Hai Tana Tan Delitra Kasiyasu, Ein Chanami, the Tan of our Mishnah is not the Chachamim or Rav Meir that we found in Masechtas Olah, and instead our Mishnah is going like the following Tana that is found in the Braisa that discusses the Litra of Kasiyas, which refers to a specific amount of dried figs. The Amar in this Tana holds, we continue on Daf Ayin Gemal Mad Aleph, that Kol Dava Sheyesh by Minyan, Afilum Drabbanon Lebatel, V'chol Shkein B'Draisa. This Tana is of the opinion that in order for something to be considered Choshev and the Din of Bittul would not apply, it doesn't have to be super Choshev, even if generally people would not count this item, would not necessarily sell this item based on a number, but there are some people that would sell this item based on a specific number or a specific size, then the Din of Bittul would not apply, even if the item that is Usser is only Usser Midrabbanon, the Din of Bittul would not apply. Therefore, certainly, in regard to our Mishnah, where the Yisurim were Yisurim Deraisa, and certainly, since behemoths are generally sold based on a number, certainly the Din of Bittul would not apply. L'maisa, that Bryce is talking about dried figs, and Rashi at the top of that Ayin Gemara Alpha explains, called Dovah Sheyesh by Minyan, Kol Shudaku Limonis Klal, as long as there's an item that is at times counted, and the Din of Bittul would not apply. Rashi explains the Bryce as Gagoyin Litroy Shel Katsiyais, and for example, as we find by dried figs, which are weighed based on a weight called a litra, and for example, like we would say that something is weighed by a pound, and as Rashi continues, Shiroi B'nei Adam E Meichrim B'Minyan, El Adorisan Isa B'Egal, or Meichr Kol Egal Yachad. As in most cases, a seller will take a bunch of litra shel katsiyais, push them into a large round form, and they would sell them as a round form, which would include multiple litra shel katsiyais, and wouldn't be a specific number, and therefore it really is not that choshev, and really the Din of Bittul should apply. However, this Tana holds that even so, the Din of Bittul doesn't apply to litra shel katsiyais, hoyalu pa'avim shemoyna litra slavad l'meichrim b'minyan, as sometimes someone may sell each litra shel katsiyais, and they would actually count them out, and therefore this Tana holds that's still considered a davar choshev, the Din of Bittul would not apply. Rashi continues, Bafil b'drabbanon, that when the Gemara mentioned an Isra drabbanon, so we're referring to the dried figs, and we're referring to Chumad drabbanon, as l'maisa, the Din of Chumad Raisa is only by dog and tirish v'yitzah, and if someone had dried figs, which is also b'achilo to Yisrael as Lemaisa's Truma Drabanan, then it got mixed together with multiple dried figs of Chulin, and even though this dried fig is only Yosma Drabanan as it's only Truma Drabanan, the Din of Bittul would not apply, and certainly in the case of a Mishnah, where they assumed that the Mishnah we're referring to were Yisurim Duraisa, as we saw on Daf Ayin Aleph and Aleph, that we're referring to a Shor, Shehem Sazadim Al Pi Echor Al Pi Abaylim, Revea Neva Muksa Neva Estelon Mechir, as well as Klayim and Trefa and Yotzi Daifin, as well as the other categories in our Mishnah, we're referring to Kachim Duraisa, where if someone would shecht it improperly, then there could be a problem of Shchut Echutz. Certainly, since a behemoth is generally sold Beminion, and generally sold based on a count, and not based on a herd, certainly it's considered a Dava Choshev, and certainly the Din of Bittul would not apply. We would not be able to be Mevatel in Issa Duraisa. Before we finish, let us go back to the beginning of the Gemara, as the Gemara is for Mevatel Beruba. Taz is bothered that why the Gemara just simply state that the reason why Bittul doesn't apply in our Mishnah is because a behemoth is a barrier, and therefore it's a Dava Choshev, and therefore would not be Bittul. Taz is also bothered that we know B'negei Basa, that Chaticha Ruil Iskabed is not Bittul. If just a piece of Basa is not going to be Bittul, then Mikolshkein and behemoth should not be Bittul. And if so, what is the Gemara's question? And Ayin and Taisis, as well as in other Rishonim who discussed these points at length, finally at the top of Daf Ayin Beis and Beis, where the Gemara brought the Mishnah from Masechtas Arla, the Mishnah was discussing the Chavila Tilshon Shel Klai Karam, that when it's Avru Ba'achirim, we were initially goyis the parentheses of Achirim Ba'achirim. Ayin Ba'am Taisis on Daf Ayin Beis and Aleph, where Taisis brings down Rabbeinu Tam Ligoris B'Shul Mokoyim Ba'achiris Ba'achiris, the Rabbeinu Tam is not goyis the words Ba'achiris Ba'achiris, not only in our Gemara, but in other Gemaras and Shas. The Svara for the Gears of Rabbeinu Tam, that even if you have a Dover Issa that gets mixed up with something else, and the Din of Bittul would not apply, however that makes sense, where it got mixed up one time, as then we have a Din of Suffolk Duraisa L'Chumra. However, once the item that is also got mixed up already with the items that are Mutar, then one item from this pile gets mixed up again with another group of items that are Mutar, that should be categorized as a Svek Sveka. Certainly at that point, all these items should be Mutar. Ayin the Rav Mishnayis, who points out, Nisar Bachirim Gasino, like Rabbeinu Tam, V'loi Gasino Bachirim Bachirim, and he then continues, V'i Gasino law, if we would be Goyis, V'achirim Bachirim, Tzarech Le Mishnayis, Aru Kol Ois Achirim Bachirim, Dolei Have El Chad Sveka, that the Mishnah is referring to a case that not only one item from the new pile got mixed up with another pile, but we're talking about the entire pile getting mixed up with the new pile. Therefore, even at this point, it's only Chad Sveka. The Rav is bothered that if this is the case, then what would be the Chiddush of the Mishnah, as certainly the Din of Bittul doesn't apply, and what would be the difference if you actually mix it together in 100 different piles? The Rav explains, Vashmina, and Afagat Ikatre Rubi Asiri, and the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that even though we now have two Ravs, the Maisa Dava Asa was now mixed together with two piles, but ultimately, since the Din of Bittul doesn't apply, therefore the entire pile will still be Asar, Ayin Sham, and we will stop over here.